Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning again to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter? We've been in Mark 11 on this series for a few days now, a few weeks, I should say. And we're going to continue. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Don't feel like we're quite through. Mark 11, Jesus had spoken to the fig tree. He spoke to trees, winds, waves, sicknesses, fevers, right? And they obeyed him. And he's our example, isn't he? Are we to do what he did? Yes, we are. And he said, you know, when they saw what happened, they came back and said, Master, behold, a fig tree that you've cursed, look how quickly it withered away, and he took that opportunity to teach them. And he did not say what a lot of theologians imply. If what a lot of preachers and believers, so-called, say was true, then he'd have said, well, yeah, I can do that. That's speaking to the fig tree, and, you know, I can do that because I'm Jesus. But don't try this at home. Don't you try it. You know, you're just a sinner saved by grace. That's not what he said. What did he say? Verse 22, what did he say to them? They're marveling about what has happened. What did he say? Who's the understood subject here? You have faith in God. Now, what do you know already? What's he telling them? You can already see an implication that you can do this too. Man, that excites me just to say this. You can do this too. In fact, Matthew says it that way. Hold your place here and go to Matthew. We've quoted it several times, but go back to Matthew. Hold your place there in Mark. We're not done there. Matthew 21, I believe it is. Matthew's account of the same happening. Matthew 21:20. When the disciples saw it, they saw how the fig tree had withered away, they marveled and they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? They marveled. Do you remember more than once Jesus said, marvel not? Do you know that what you are marveling at, you are not close to doing? What you are marveling at, you are not close to having. But when your faith is getting there to having it, you don't marvel. Doesn't mean you're not thankful for it. Yeah, you're still thankful and give God all the glory, but you don't look at it like, whoa. Somebody says, man, so-and-so, you know, prayed for so-and-so and a tumor dried up and went away. And you go, whoa, what? It did what? Their ear opened up. Ooh. What do you just got through telling us? My faith is nowhere near there. I'm not even remotely close to seeing like that in something like that in my life. So-and-so just got a $3 million house. And you go, whoa, a what? You mean Joe and them? Betty and them? Got a $3 million? $3 million house? What did you just get through telling us? You're not in the same county with them. Faith-wise. You're not even remotely there. Because you're marveling at it. Now, am I just making this up or what does this say? What did he say to them? They are marveling about this. And what does he say to them next? Jesus said to them, listen, Verily I say to you that if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you would say to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, it shall be done. We could say for you. There's a whole lot of you in that verse. Is he telling them, did he tell them they could have done what he just did? Just as plainly as you can say it. If you'd believe, if you'd have faith and not doubt, he said you could do that and not only do that, but you could do this. Oh my, my. Traditional, unbiblical religion has all, you know, century after century, put God, put Jesus, put the things of God in a place completely unattainable to the mere mortal man. And that God was so high and holy that he couldn't even relate to us. Being base and foul and full of sin and full of failure. But that's not reality in God. God, ever since man fell, God was working to restore us to that place of closeness with him. He had a plan before it ever happened. And he worked that plan and he brought it to pass. And Jesus came and showed us how a man could walk in the earth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Total victory. No fear. No sin. No failure. And he didn't do it. Why would he come and do that and say, now, eat your heart out. Because what I am, you can never be. Then why do it? No. Everything Jesus did as he walked in his ministry and his life for those years, he's showing us how to do it. And he's saying, this is how you do it. Now come on, do it. This is how you do this. You do it now. You do it. Didn't he say, if you believe on me, the works I do, you will do also. And greater works than these shall you do. That's what he just got through saying here. He said, yeah, I spoke to that tree. He said, but not only could you do that, but you could do a greater work. You could move that mountain. And notice that he wasn't threatened, wouldn't have been threatened by their success. Are you kidding? But you know, some people have almost implied that, well, no, I mean, you couldn't speak to things and them happen, and you couldn't decree miracles and it happen. I mean, you'd be taken away from the Lord. Oh, no, you wouldn't. He's very secure. There's a lot more there than you might think. People have tried to imply that's why we shouldn't be too rich, we shouldn't be too powerful, we shouldn't be too, why? Because we just kind of, the implication is that you kind of take away from the Lord, you kind of steal his thunder, sort of. Then you have a poor estimation of the Lord then. We are supposed to be ourselves. We are supposed to be glorious. We're supposed to be so powerful, so wise, so wealthy, so healthy, so strong, till people, especially people that don't know God, look at us and go, wow, man, you're something. And you say, you think I'm something? You ought to see my master. You ought to see Jesus. It's not the more beat down and sick and broke we are that gives God glory. It actually is a bad reflection on our shepherd. The condition of the flock is a direct reflection on the shepherd. Think about that. So is he saying that they could do what he did? How about us? Are we his disciples too? Is this written to us? How many believe that this Matthew 21 is God talking to me? Do you take it like that? Yeah. Now back to Mark. Thanks be unto God. We can walk like Jesus. We can have prayer life just like Jesus. Amen. We can resist sin like he did and not give in. If you haven't been with us on Friday nights, you missed some good preaching. I was thinking about my grandmother who's in heaven. Good cook. Whew, among other things. And you know, old-fashioned cooking, you know, none of this open a pack and add water stuff. I mean, you know, you start from scratch. You pull out the flour and the eggs and, you know. And she'd made, one of her dishes was dumplings, some kind of a ham dumplings, I think it was. And she, you know, things simmer half a day and she'd go, mm-mm. She said, that is good if I did make it myself. And she's right. Mark 11, are you there? Verse 22, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, so who does this work for? Just preachers? No. Whosoever shall say. How many believe our little children should be taught this? I mean, as soon as they can say, they should be taught the value of their words and how to handle situations and not just be beggars, but be believers who speak and change their surroundings and their circumstances through faith-filled words. And I'm telling you what, they get results. It's happening with our children. Because they haven't had decades of unbelief to defile them yet. And they just, in their simplicity and childlike faith, they just expect it to happen when they say it. And it does. Glory to God. And he said, if you'll say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we believe in the principle of believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. That's how we got born again. And that's how everything in the kingdom of God works. It's sad that people that believe that, but for some reason they think it stops then. Well, no, the same way you got in the kingdom is the way you operate in the kingdom.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Famous Doubters, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104H. That's R1104H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.